The investigation into the February breakup of the Space Shuttle Columbia is focusing on the human failures that led to the accident. At yesterday's public hearing of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board, the purpose was not to point fingers, but to figure out how to make an inherently risky system safer. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Investigators are still pursuing the idea that foam insulation from the shuttle's external tank struck the orbiter during liftoff and mortally damaged the shuttle's wing. And as they piece together evidence to build that case, they would like to know why it happened. Yesterday, safety expert Richard Blomberg told investigators that the accident most certainly had its roots in human behavior. Identifying those human failures will make shuttle flights safer, he said.
But we're still dealing with an inherently dangerous environment. We've got 7 million pounds of thrust at liftoff. The analogy I like to use when I speak to people is that's on the order of 45 to 55 Boeing 747 stacked end to end at full thrust. That's a lot of power.
And when the shuttle returns through the atmosphere, it encounters temperatures and aerodynamic circumstances far outside the range of aircraft. So given the challenges, Blomberg says the shuttle's safety record is at the same time magnificent and unacceptable. One of the most daunting tasks of the Accident Investigation Board is, therefore, to identify ways to make an inherently risky enterprise safer. Board Chairman Harold Gaiman, a retired admiral, says this is not an easy task.
It's turned out that the parts of the shuttle program which were viewed to be the most dangerous have not failed. It's always been something else which has gotten us, it seems. And if you're going to continue to fly this thing, there has to be an aggressive program out there looking for what we call the unknown unknowns. In other words, you've got to start looking for trouble.
But in a news conference following the hearing, board member and former astronaut Sally Ride argued that the trouble was not hidden. She recalled investigating the Challenger accident 17 years ago and discovering that the technical flaw with O-ring seals had actually been seen on numerous flights before it led to disaster.
I think I'm hearing an echo here.
An echo with the past because it turned out in the Columbia investigation, falling debris has been a repeated issue with space shuttles. The original specifications of the shuttle program require that no debris should hit the orbiter at all. But in fact, debris has hit the shuttle on essentially every single launch, and there have been at least 4 instances in which large chunks of foam insulation fell off the external fuel tank, as it did during Columbia's final launch. Ride said this led to a dangerous mindset, just like the one that came to light 17 years ago with Challenger.
You survived it the first time, so suddenly it becomes more normal. And I think that we, you know, we're trying to understand whether that same thinking crept in with the foam off the tank.
A variation of this reasoning also came up while Columbia was in orbit. Engineers used a very primitive computer program called Crater to see whether the foam insulation that hit the shuttle could have caused serious damage. And they accepted the comforting result from that analysis, even though the program was never intended to be used to make in-flight decisions. They even canceled a request for telescopic images based on the belief that their analysis was correct. It is obvious now, in hindsight, that it wasn't. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.